Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Swanee, Swanee,
I'm coming back to Swanee.
Mammy, Mammy,
I love the old folks at home. Mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Hey, Joe, was that Eddie Cantor singing?
Nah, that must have been a record. The mob tells me Cantor's in jail.
Gee, I've been listening to his program for years. I figured they'd get him sooner or later.
Mr. Cantor, Von Zell, and the baby have spent all of last week in jail. They may be locked up forever unless someone brings them their bail.
Let me out of here!
Well, now, wait a minute. Take it easy, Eddie. Don't let it get you.
Don't. Look who's talking. You've been sitting there jiggling that spoon up and down in your coffee for the past half hour.
I can't help it. I'm stir crazy.
Harry, shut up, will you? And you too, baby. Gee, Harry, I can stand the humiliation of you and I wearing these prison suits. But look at him, that innocent little baby in those striped dighties.
Yeah, it's awful. To think that my baby will wind up on a police blotter.
Police blot? You know, Harry, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, but we got to get the baby out of here. It's an awful environment for him, being around guys like the one in the next cell.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, I saw you talking to him. What's he in for?
Well, the guy didn't make out his income tax.
No.
No, yeah, he didn't make it out.
That's
right.
Terrible. Gosh, when I pay my income tax, I'm proud.
Sure.
Proud of what I've paid for in this war. Why, my chest just swells when I see a bunch of our boys shooting a 2-ton shell out of that cannon.
You paid for that shell?
No, but the cotton those boys stuff in their ears, that's mine.
Harry.
Yeah?
Let's think of how we can get out of here.
Well, I've been thinking, you know something? Yeah. We could have somebody bring us a ladder and we could climb right out of the window.
Oh, no, Harry. Suppose one of the guards saw us climbing down the ladder.
We could tell them we were eloping.
Yeah. With a baby in our arms? No, that would never do.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Look, here comes the guard with another prisoner.
Yeah, look, if he puts him in our cell, don't tell him we're in here just because you sent in my picture to a contest instead of your baby. Huh?
No, I won't.
And I'll pretend I'm a real criminal. We'll get him right.
All right, get in here. Now, look, you guys, keep quiet or you'll wake up that kid.
I hope I'm not intruding.
No, that's all right.
Sit down. Take yourself along. Sit down.
Hey, what are you guys in for?
Well, I'm Tommy Twitchfinger, the pickpocket.
Gee, I must say you don't look like one. You're so well groomed.
We have to be. That's the union rule, you know.
You mean you pickpockets have got a union?
Certainly. For years, our union has been asking for a closed shop and an open pocket.
Gee, that's very interesting.
You know, a while ago, another union tried to muscle in. They called a strike and were picketing us pickpockets. But we fixed them. We fixed them?
Yeah, how?
We picked the picket's pockets.
I see. Now, where in your opinion is the best place to pick a pocket?
Well, the best place is when a fella's with a girl in the balcony of a theater.
Oh, you mean when a fella's hugging a girl, you can take his wallet and he won't know it, huh?
Brother, you can take his underwear and he won't know it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Say, mister, what are you in for?
Well, I used to be a counterfeiter, but I had to give it up.
Yeah? Why?
Paper shortage.
You mean the paper shortage even affected you?
Oh, certainly. I did more to conserve paper than even the government.
Yeah, how?
I turned out a smaller bill.
You're a cute one.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me something. How did you get caught?
Well, I heard that take it or leave it program. They're giving away money hand over fist.
Yeah?
So I go to the Evershaw people, and I offer to sell them $64 for 32. Yeah, I'm even willing to turn out a $64 bill.
Oh, well, that's fine. What happened?
Well, you know how they give everybody an Evershaw pencil?
Yeah?
I wound up getting the pen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the warden, give me a selling this pen, not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever.
Look, somebody's coming down the hall.
Hooray! It must be our fail at last, Harry.
Yeah, well, who is it?
Who?
How do you do?
Russian, I've been anxiously waiting for you.
Waiting for me, eh? Temper, you're a dirty dog, a snake in the lawn, a worm in the apple, a dirty low-down...
Wait a minute, Russian. Did my sponsor tell you to bail me out?
Bail you out? I thought he said bowl you out.
Russian, look, if the sponsor gave you the $2,000 for bail, what's with the money?
Well, Bunzel... You see, it was this way. I bought this delicious lunch for you, Camper, and the baby. Here it is.
Oh, gosh, good. But, Russian, there's no bread here.
So sorry. You get no bread with one meatball.
Forget the lunch. We've been waiting hours for you to bring the bail money. Why didn't you hurry over?
Believe me, when I got your call last night,
yeah?
I was in the middle of a muddle.
Yeah? What happened?
I was making out my income tax.
Yeah.
You see, I have a joint account. So at midnight, I had to stop.
Why?
The joint closed.
Eddie, the Russian is just stalling. Get the bail money.
Yeah, Russian, where is the money?
This you won't believe because it's a lie.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes.
You see, on the way down here, I happened to meet a beautiful girl.
Yes.
She was shivering.
Yes.
She never had a fur coat, so I bought her one.
You bought the girl a fur coat?
Yes.
With my money?
Yes.
Skunk?
No, me. A mink.
You had it right in the first place.
I like to say things twice.
So you spent all my money. Russian, what earthly reason could you have for buying a total stranger a fur coat?
Silly boy.
Tanner, Von Zell, better get ready. Your case goes to court immediately after lunch.
Hooray! The case goes to court, Harry.
Hooray?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
I'm worried about what'll happen when I get in that courtroom. The jury may find me guilty. The judge may give me 10 years.
10 years? What'll it do? 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I'll do 10 years.
10 years!
Yeah. Eddie, listen, I couldn't stand that. 10 years. 120 months. 3,650 days. No, no, no!
Stop worrying, Harry.
Wait a minute, I got another no here. No.
I guarantee that you won't do 10 years. I know the law. You're bound to get 30 days off for good behavior.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you see, your record speaks for itself. Think of the good you've done in the past, Harry.
I have?
Certainly. For years, you've helped millions of people feel better faster. That counts, Harry. Believe me, that counts.
Oh, you mean when I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides quick, gentle relief, Sal Hepatica gives you this additional advantage. This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Nora Martin sings, I Didn't Know About You.
I ran around in my own little crowd, the usual laugh, not often but loud, and in a world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after the ring on the merry-go-round, just taking my fun where it would be found, and yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I had the loneliest yesterday. Every day in your arms I know for once in my life I'm living. Had a good time every time I went out. Romance was a thing I cared about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you.
And now the young man with the horn, Leonard Sue.
Thanks to the Russian, we don't even have enough money to hire a lawyer.
Well, listen, don't worry, Eddie. I'll raise us some money. If Your Honor pleases, before our trial begins, may I say a few words to the jury?
Very well, Mr. Von Zern.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, now I have here a little commodity known to all of you. It's the famous Parisian chocolate bar. The only chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside. I'm saying again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the only chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside.
Silence! Your nuts are liable to be on the inside for a long time. Now, the prosecution charges Harry Von Zell and Eddie Cantor with misrepresentation. Instead of sending in a picture of Harry Von Zell's baby in the mushy mush contest, they are charged with entering this picture of Eddie Cantor when he was a baby. Mushy Mush is suing for damages.
But, Judge, look at that picture of me when I was a baby and look at me now. Don't you think I've been damaged enough?
Let me see that picture. Yes. From now on, we'll refer to this picture as Exhibit Ape.
But, Judge, I won the contest because I look so healthy.
Yes, you were a husky-looking youngster. In this picture, you have a chest on you like a barrel.
That is a barrel, Your Honor. I didn't have any clothes.
Oh, yes. So it is a barrel. First time I've ever seen a barrel with two bungholes.
Those are my eyes.
Now, Mr. Cantor, what is your occupation?
I'm a comedian.
Are you sure?
I must be a comedian. I have a million jokes.
Well, I have legs, but I'm not Betty Grable.
I object, Your Honor.
Yeah, why?
I wish you were Betty Grable.
Silence in the court! Silence! Here is the prosecuting attorney.
Now, if it pleases the court, I will attempt to prove that Mr. Von Zell is an unscrupulous character. Mr. Von Zell, have you ever appeared in front of a jury before?
Yes, sir.
Now we're getting somewhere. What was the charge?
10 cents.
Only 10 cents for this famous Parisian chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside. Here, silence, I said. Has the defense anything to say?
Your Honor, As a co-defendant in this trial, I wish to present an ipso facto.
Request denied. Be seated.
But, Your Honor, my ipso facto. I stand on my constitutional right.
Sit down and be quiet.
I warn you, Your Honor, if I can't stand on my constitutional right...
You what?
I'll sit on my ipso facto.
This is ridiculous.
Wait a minute, Judge. Why do you keep pounding that gavel?
I'm trying to crack this chocolate bar with a nut on the inside.
Eddie, if we only had a lawyer...
We would have a chance to win.
Leave it to me. If I can't get you out...
Yes?
I'll push you further in.
Silence in the court.
Russian, you? You a lawyer?
The voice.
Russian, what we need is a criminal lawyer.
And me, you have both.
Fire, fire. As attorney for the defense, are you ready?
Yes. But before I begin, Your Honor... I would like to ask the court for a short recess to prepare my case.
A short recess? Mm-hmm. About how long?
4 years. Got to go to law school.
You see, Harry, you
request
see...
Request denied. Mr. Cantor will step to the stand.
There you are, Russian. What do I do now?
Take the advice I gave you last week.
What advice?
If Vasu sent in your picture to win a beauty contest...
Yes?
Plead insanity.
That's a good idea, Eddie. Plead insanity.
Russian, do you think I'll be able to convince these people I'm crazy?
Am I your lawyer?
Yes.
Brother, are you nuts? On the inside.
All right, Russian, I'll try anything.
Your Honor, Mr. Cantor would like to plead insanity.
The prosecution has been prepared for such a move. Step to the stand, Cantor, and you will be examined by our eminent psychiatrist, Dr. Thorne.
I'm ready, Your Honor.
Well, now, Mr. Cantor.
Tell me, Mr. Cantor, do you ever suffer from hallucinations?
Well, last night when I went home, there in my bedroom were two tigers.
Yes. Two tigers in your bedroom? Weren't you shocked?
No, I've got twin beds.
Tell me, Mr. Cantor, do you see tigers every night when you go home?
Oh, no. They're just staying with me till my elephant gets back.
Your elephant?
Yes. I have a beautiful green elephant with two tails and a huge propeller on the end of his trunk.
A propeller on the end of his trunk?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I suppose this elephant can fly.
An elephant fly? You must be crazy.
Tell me, Mr. Cantor, this elephant with a propeller on his trunk, did he have a vacuum cleaner on his two tails?
Yes, yes, he did.
Oh, and was this same elephant wearing a green tuxedo with a hot water bottle in the lapel? Well,
yes.
That settles it, Your Honor. I think I have proven that this man is dishonest. He's nothing but a common thief.
Why?
He stole my elephant! I want my elephant!
He is calling a witness. Defense will now get a chance. The courtroom is wild with excitement. It's the kid with the three-cornered hands.
Answer yes or no. Are you Eddie Cantor von Zell, Jr.? So, you won't talk, eh? Well, where were you on that night when your father switched the contest pictures and sent in Eddie Cantor's instead of yours?
Goo.
What does that baby mean when he says goo, goo?
Goo, goo. I wonder how this trial is going to come out. Popeye says if there's any women on the jury, he's going to appeal to them. Mommy says he hasn't appealed to a woman in 30 years. For a baby, I've been through a lot. I've been arrested, I've been mugged, and I've been fingerprinted. But if they really want to get to the bottom of things, I better be talcum powdered. Gee whiz. 3 months old and already I'm a jailbird. I'm tough. I swipe the warden's handcuffs and use them for a teasing ring. And if that judge sends me to the hot seat, he'll be fooled. I'm a dead-end kid. The prosecuting attorney says if my daddy doesn't tell the truth, they're going to bring in a lie detector. They can't do that. My mommy's out of town. What's this I hear? The judge says he's going to hold me 24 hours as a material witness. If he's going to hold me that long, I'll need more material.
Unzel.
Yes, sir?
Unzel, take the stand.
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing? No, you wouldn't do it anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, especially ladies of the jury, I do promise to tell the true Shay, the whole true Shay, and nothing but the true Shay, so help your smooth, lovely hands.
Yes, I object, Mr. Von Zell.
But, Your Honor, surely you don't object to soft, smooth, lovely hands? Especially the kind of hands that have been guarded against roughness and chapping by the use of true Shay, the beforehand lotion.
Now, please, Mr. Von Zell, order in the court.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor, you can't order it in the court, but you can get it at any drugstore. It's spelled T-R-U-S-H-A-Y, so just ask for true Shay.
I'm warning you, Mr. Von Zell. You may wind up getting a sentence.
Oh, I don't want a sentence, Your Honor. I just want a few words. Begin today to use Truché, the new idea in hand lotion.
You'll wind up doing years of hard labor.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Your Honor, for reminding me. For women who have done years of hard labor around the house, Truché is the lotion to use. For Truché is the beforehand lotion. Use it before you tackle housework, before you do dishes or undies. Truché guards hands, helps keep them soft, smooth, and lovely.
I've had enough. Cook! Call the guard.
Oh, Truché will guard your hands even when they're in hot soapy water.
No!
It's a grand all-over beauty lotion, too. Try it for rough elbows, chapped legs, and it's wonderful as a powder base. Creamy, fragrant Truché is truly more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I repeat that Harry Von Zell did not send in a picture of his own baby, but sent in a picture of Eddie Cantor as a baby. Therefore, they are both guilty of misrepresentation, misdemeanor, misappropriation, and Mr. In-Between. I thank you.
But Harry, it looks bad for us.
Yeah, it sure does.
Don't worry about the thing. I have my law book right here. Let me see. L, L, L.
What are you looking for?
What pages, loopholes?
Quiet, will you? The judge is about to speak.
Yes.
Wait, I've got it. Quick, Temperance Manzel, sign this paper.
Sign it? I'd like to read the paper first.
I haven't got time for that. You see, I'm being sued myself, and I've got to go out and hire a lawyer.
Wait a minute. You're a lawyer. Why don't you handle your own case?
Silly boy.
Okay, Harry, I'll sign it. Here. Now you can sign it, Harry.
Okay, I've signed.
Yep.
Now, ladies and gentlemen of the court, according to the evidence, the baby contest was limited to parents sending in pictures of their own children.
No.
And since Harry Manzel sent in Eddie Cantor's picture, we find both defendants guilty.
Your Honor, I object. Huh? This paper proves that Harry Von Zell sent in a petition of his own son.
Caution, what was that paper with your sign?
Adoption papers. You are now Von Zell's child.
No! My son! Daddy! Thank you, Your Honor. On behalf of Harry Von Zell and Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr., I want to thank you. And to show our appreciation, Harry, I mean my father,
and I
join you with Leonard and Nora and the sportsmen while we accentuate the positive. Brothers and sisters, gather around me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tonight I'm preaching a sermon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Settle back and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You got an accent, you ain't the positive feeling. Mine ain't the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom. I know the minimum, happy or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate that last remark,
Jonah in the whale,
Noah in the ark.
What did they do?
What did you do?
Everything looked dark.
Oh, dark. Man, they said we better
accent. You ain't the positive feeling. I ain't the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. To illustrate that last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do? Just when everything looked dark.
Man, they said we better
accent. You ain't the positive, he limp. I ain't the negative, that's on.
to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, our company leaves tonight for San Francisco, where we're entertaining the wounded men at Letterman and Hamilton Hospitals. We'll be seeing you, fellas. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Ask friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Be sure to listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truchet. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, a poem. Breathe there a bad with nose so red, who'd ever to himself has said. Excuse me, poem's over. Friends, really, if you've got that kind of a cold, then get yourself some fast relief from those annoying cold symptoms with Minute Rub, modern chest rub. Just rub a little Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, there's a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate that lazy surface circulation. In a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. And listen, here's a chance to get a chest rub that's greaseless, stainless, disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm your clothes or linens. So get a jar of Minute Rub and help relieve annoying, unpleasant cold symptoms the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.